Hey, what's up? It's Emily, and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter. If you don't know me, I have been a recruiter for over 7 years, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. You're going to get an episode coming in hot every single Sunday, basically with the goal to help you level up your career. Now, friendly reminder, you can always check out these episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But starting in 2023, you'll also be able to catch all of these on YouTube if you are a visual person. In any case, I am so happy you've clicked on today's episode, and let's jump right on into it. If you are ready to take your career or your social media presence to the next level, this is the video for you. Hey, what's up? I'm Emily, and welcome back to my channel, or welcome to my channel. I welcome new and old friends. If you don't know me, my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. I am a recruiter with over 7 years experience who also happens to deliver some pretty kick-ass careers and life advice all up on this channel, all on my socials on the screen. Don't forget to subscribe, hit that like button if you want more free high value content. All right, let's get into it. When I say soda, you think Coke. When I say tissues, you think Kleenex. I was literally shocked to find out that Kleenex is not actually the name for tissues. It's a brand in and of itself, but it has become so undeniably prominent that 9 times out of 10, if someone is asking for a tissue, what they're actually asking for is a Kleenex. Whether we realize it or not, almost everything comes down to marketing in our personal and our professional lives. Whether it's what you're posting on social media, how you interact with people at work, or even what your dating Hinge profile looks like, all of these things come down to the basics of marketing. And today we're going to cover how to have a kick-ass personal brand to take you to the next level. So why is a personal brand so important? Ultimately, it all comes down to the foundations of marketing. When you market something well, it sells more. And whether we realize it or not, we are all selling something, baby. So having a personal brand is what's really going to set you apart from the thousands of other people who do the same thing that you do. I know that sounds scary, but ultimately, if you work in finance, there are literally thousands, if not millions, of other people who work in finance. So what makes you different? No, it's not your killer Excel skills, because Susie down the street has those two. It's who you are as a person. It's your personal brand. Your brand is what sets you apart from yourself and all of the other people around you. It's why we see booms of people like Alex Earle on TikTok, where ultimately all she's doing is sitting down and putting on makeup. Literally everybody does that online, but her personal brand is so distinct for being authentic, real, and kind of cool girl vibes that automatically you see her face, you know exactly what you're going to get, and you're hooked. Some people don't have to sit down and physically define their personal brand, but trust me when I say it does help. When I first started my social media journey, within a matter of 6 months, I grew my Instagram from 0 followers to 100,000 followers. And a lot of that was because I was providing really high value and continue to provide high value careers and life tips. But what really made me different from the hundreds, if not thousands, of other careers creators was who I am as a person. When you opened your phone, you knew you were going to get these three things: someone who is high energy and positive, someone who emulates that big sister vibe, and somebody who is undeniably honest. Basically, my goal was for you to open your phone and have fun learning about how you could access your career, feel like you were hanging out with a friend, and know that you were getting good advice. And I want you to do the same, whether it's online or in your corporate life, think of three things you want people to associate with you. I'll go back to the finance example. Is it being detail-oriented, an amazing communicator, and someone who is empathetic and calm? Think of a couple of things that are both skills-based and technical, as well as behavioral, so who you are as a person. The same way Coca-Cola is like sugary, they've branded the whole Christmas thing, and it's also big on red branding. And I'm not saying you have to walk around with a certain color shirt so people have brand recognition with you, but it's really important that you're emulating those core values or those core parts of your brand everywhere you go and everywhere online. Once you've defined what the 2 or 3 core elements of your personal brand are, I want you to get ready to make a second list. And this list is going to be calling out all of the areas you want to emulate this brand, whether it's in your 9-to-5 job, with your friends or family, on dating profiles, on social media. List all of it. Hang on to that list, because I want to set the scene a little bit more. A lot of studies show us, both for products and for people, that successful brands, particularly personal brands, all share a few core characteristics. Number one, they're authentic. You are not going to be able to emulate this personal brand if it isn't actually who you are. This is also why we see a lot of content creators maybe not do so well, because they put on this face or they put on this whole persona, and then as time goes on, you can kind of poke holes and realize this actually isn't who this individual individual is. Same goes for that really shitty person at work who's coming across as like nice and empathetic and kind and blah, blah, blah. And then you get into one bad situation with them and you're like, holy shit, you are an asshole. You need to be ready to be consistent. If your brand is being the fun, upbeat, high energy individual, showing up as anything but that is going to confuse your consumer, whether that's your colleagues or your followers online. Your brand also needs to be consistent online and in the way you communicate online. For example, at work, if you are trying to be known for being upbeat and friendly, but your emails are aggressive and rude and dry, that's not going to align with your values, and that's not going to make it easy for people to have this brand recognition for you. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have multi-levels or layers to our personality, but it means that the bulk of what we're presenting to other people is going to align to these values, and ultimately that should be easy if you're picking things that are authentic to who you are. Before I even started posting on social media, I was very much known as the upbeat, positive, and creative individual in the office. I've always worked as a recruiter and in the talent acquisition space, but at every single company I've worked at, I always had our social media teams coming up to me asking for help, advice, or for me to be on camera. It's not just because I'm breathtakingly beautiful. It's because I branded myself as someone who is up to date on social trends and was passionate about social media and being online. So when opportunities popped up outside of my wheelhouse in the talent acquisition space, I was able to lean into those and really accelerate my career and my learning. So before you go book a new hair salon or you go to a new gym, what's the first thing you do? Or at least that I do. I Google reviews. Yeah, I want to know what other people have to say. And that shit applies to your personal brand as well. Now, granted, most times they can't Google reviews of who you are as a person, although that would be extremely helpful, particularly in the dating space, but that's another video. But word of mouth counts for a lot. If you were nice to me to my face, but my friend just said you were talking shit about your entire team, or you were complaining about an email that I sent you, suddenly what you presented to me and who you actually are behind my back don't match up. Word of mouth matters, which is why the consistency of your personal brand is so important. On the contrary, if you've got two people who've met you and both say that you are so positive and that you have this calming, authoritative energy that's really comforting and really helps at work, those are two people who've just validated their experience and suddenly you sound and feel a whole lot more authentic. So here's what you're going to do in summary. You're defining what your personal brand is with two or three bullet points. You've made a list of all of the areas you have to show up as this person, and you can even, as a bonus, write down some examples of how you're going to do that. Are you going to adjust how you write emails, how you greet people, if you're a little bit warmer when you speak to people? Have tangible examples of how you plan on stepping up. And then from there, you're going to remember to be authentic and be yourself and show up as this ideal version of you 80% of the time. I know it's exhausting, but girl, that's the game. If you want to get ahead in corporate America, I'm not going to give you these fluffy tips and tell you to be yourself all the time. No, I'm so sorry, but you need to play the corporate game in order to get ahead, and this is how you're gonna do it. If you want some feedback, I'm definitely going to be replying to all of your comments, so make sure you pop your personal brand in the comment section so I can go in and give you some feedback and some pointers and ideas. Please don't forget to subscribe and like this video. It genuinely helps me so much. My goal is to be able to share as much free, amazing content to accelerate your life and your career as I can. So the more you push me into the algorithm, the more I am able to do that. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I will talk to you next week or this week. Actually, yeah, I should tell you. I tend to post two or three videos a week, a careers video and then like a life advice video, or me talking shit about things happening in the world video. That was a lot of me talking. I said so much and then said nothing at all. Okay, bye.